Mornings on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Nick Karski and Dan Doherty with you here as we get ready to honor ESPN Ithaca's Teams of the Decade presented by CNS Companies. This week, it is the 2019 Candor volleyball team that won the New York State Championship. Pam Quinlan joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Our conversation with her presented by Genesee Valley Agency Insurance Services. And Pam, it's been about a year and a half since you and that team won the New York State Class D title. What was it about this group that made them so special en route to a state crown?
I would say their sense of family and how they felt about each other and treated each other, and the joy that they had from playing with each other, and just having a chance to share, you know, a passion with other people who had the same passion.
And I know where the goal here is to look back on that, but I mean, you guys haven't had a chance to follow up on that great year because of the virus. And what's the spirit like with this team currently, since they haven't had an opportunity to follow up that undefeated season?
There was certainly, you know, there's certainly been some ups and downs, and I think we don't try to dwell on it too much. But of course, it comes up in conversation every once in a while that we would have liked a chance to take, you know, a group back there again this year. We, you know, lost some key players, but we returned a pretty good core that I think would have given us a pretty good shot at another run. And so, you know, that's disappointing. But, you know, they have a lot of other things that they're going to be doing in their lives too. So we try to keep it in perspective.
Obviously, it's been so tough for a lot of sports around here that just haven't been able to get going. So what have you been telling the girls, and what has your message been to them to try and keep those spirits up and for them to kind of realize, hey, you know what, in some ways there's more to all of this than volleyball?
Yeah, I think we just, you know, continue to have those conversations and, you know, share some conversations about, you know, what we did do, but there was a pretty good large group of juniors on that team, who are seniors this year. So, you know, now we're having conversations about, you know, colleges that they're looking at and things that they're, you know, kind of looking forward to doing, you know, trying to get together in the sense of, you know, whatever that sense of that word is in terms of COVID, and, you know, just keep in touch with each other and just kind of keep, you know, talking about, you know, volleyball, but also just, you know, maybe other things that kids are involved in or have been able to do.
And in 2019, your record was unblemished, 22-0, the state champions. So what was the biggest challenge you guys had to overcome during that year, since your record was flawless?
I would say complacency is probably, you know, not that they really got there, but I think that's something that can happen when you are winning on a consistent basis. You can get this idea in your head that other teams are just going to kind of let you come in and, you know, roll over them. And I think you have to just kind of still continue to bring, you know, your A game every game and believe that you can win, but that you can also be beat if you don't bring in the game that you need to bring. So I think that was, you know, we would celebrate a victory and then, you know, focus on one more game and you try not to look, you know, too far ahead when you're doing well, although that thought is in there. But I think, yeah, just trying to make sure that you're still working hard in the gym and realizing that even though maybe you're playing well and you're winning games, that there's always things that you can do to improve and make yourself and your teammates a little bit better.
Pam Quinlan with us here on BTL, head coach of the 2019 Candor volleyball team that won the New York State Class D championship as part of our ESPN Ithaca Teams of the Decade presented by CNS Companies and Genesee Valley Agency Insurance Services. What was the real, not necessarily turning point because you had such a great season, but the real moment you realized this was a special group that had a true shot of winning a state championship? Was there a moment that kind of stands out to you for that?
I think it just kind of sort of evolved. I mean, the team had done, you know, well in a couple of previous years. And so, you know, with those girls coming up through and getting older and more mature, playing, you know, some competitive club ball. And so I think it just, you know, as they came into that beginning of the season, you kind of knew that you had a group of talented volleyball players, and you know, you just think, okay, can we put them together as a team? Can we get them in the right spots on the court to their strengths, and work on, you know, making our weaknesses a little stronger and just working on the chemistry? And I think it you know, I don't know if there was really an aha moment. I think it was just kind of you kind of knew coming in that you had a strong team, and you just kind of watching it evolve, watching them you know, play together and continue to support each other on and off the court, even though the season sometimes, you know, gets a little long, which you never mind. I don't think there was really, you know, and then you always do just, you know, you're kind of watching your team playing through your league and through sectionals, and you just wonder, you always wonder, you know, is this team as good as or better than the other teams that are going to perhaps come to sectional, you know, those teams that you don't know. And that's always nice when they do rise to the challenge.
And the talent you guys had on that team was spectacular, of course. A couple of All-State players in Braylon Hornick, Jenna Kareem, and Megan Henry. So what made those girls really special on the court? What made them stand out?
I think their selflessness, I guess I would say. Not really concerned about who got the job done, as long as the job got done, I guess you could say. You know, not worrying about maybe their own statistics in a selfish way, maybe wondering about them in terms of how they could improve them, but not necessarily, you know, who got more of this or who got more of that. And, you know, just the way that they were just happy when somebody on their, you know, when somebody did well, no matter who it was on the court.
And, you know, in terms of the X's and O's, what was it about the supporting cast that really let this team just kind of gel together, where it just kind of clicked, as you kind of alluded to?
Well, I think, you know, we do some of the, you know, the team building and the things that we do outside of volleyball, and, you know, people just playing their roles, and I don't know, you know, you just happen to get that group that just, I think, some good leadership within the team. You know, some of the girls in the team that just took on some leadership roles, whether it was on the court or off the court, just, you know, supportive fans and families. And I think the girls, you know, they kind of ride off of that too when they see people, maybe not necessarily just family, but community members or people who come and, you know, want to see them play, and they want to, you know, perform well for them.
And for you, it had been over 15 years since your last state championship that you won. So what was that feeling like when that final point was scored and you guys ended the season on a win once again?
There's a lot of things that go through your mind, but I think, you know, you're just really mostly just excited for the girls to have, you know, their hard work and their dedication just culminate in, you know, what's considered kind of the, you know, pinnacle, you know, that state tournament. And just having been able to, you know, be a part of that and, you know, to just be in that atmosphere and share that moment with some great kids.
Pam, this might be a tough question for you to answer because some people just don't like talking about themselves, but as Dan kind of alluded to it, you've had championship-level success in your past. What has made you so successful?
I don't usually talk about that. I would say a lot of things. I had some, you know, great mentors when I entered a program that was, you know, Cindy Hines had been here and had established a certain expectation of the volleyball teams, not necessarily maybe just the winning aspect, but what we were looking for, character and all that, and, good administration at the school that was supportive of things. I think talking to some veteran coaches that were, here when I first started, and, getting ideas from them as to how to motivate players, how to maybe run practices, myself maybe evolving over time and how I work with the players and, what we, adding all of the off-season stuff that maybe we do and the team building, realizing that it can't all just be drill and skill every day for many out, kind of making them feel that sense of family. Mm-hmm. And I think just, a strong support cast around me, like the JV coaches I've had, the other coaches that I work with here at the school that have had success. We have conversations about how you can bring that about. So I think, I've been, blessed with just a lot of good people around me, and then getting, young ladies that just really want to be a part of that program and want to help to keep the program at the level that it's at.
And before we let you go, Pam, was there a moment off the court that stands out in your mind with this group?
I think about them down on the ice, taking pictures before the state tournament, they did quite a few team dinners here at the school, during the season. And I think just seeing them just kind of having fun and, relaxing in each other's company before a game, it's just kind of it's a neat thing to see and a really wonderful thing to be a part of.
So great. It was a memorable year for you and those mm-hmm. girls, without a doubt. Pam, as always, we really appreciate the time. Hopefully we get to see you and the girls out there on the court in some way, shape, or form down the road here in the next couple of months. But either way, thank you so much and be well, okay?
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.